Sherry Williams-Pennell, welcome to WUWM at Night.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Great to have you here. And it's a very exciting week. We have Bronzeville Week going on.
I am so excited about Bronzeville Week and so pleased for Alderwoman Malele Cox to have this vision. This is our second year participating in Bronzeville Week. Last year, I was a part of a panel, but this year, the whole ensemble has an opportunity to offer memories and for those who were part of the Bronzeville movement back in the 1950s, or to those who want to learn more about the music and the art form of Bronzeville, Milwaukee.
It looks like it's going to be an evening, like you said, of poems, monologues, song, and scenes inspired by the Bronzeville jazz era. And that really got my attention because I'm like, that sounds great. So, yeah, what kind of, how are you piecing this together? Because you're directing the performance.
I am directing it. And I was inspired by those talent shows and the great talents that visited Milwaukee during the Bronzeville era. We're looking at 1900 through the 1950s. And this is a time when people like Duke Ellington and Billie Holiday, when there were wonderful orators and contests that featured the people who lived in Bronzeville, who competed against one another at the various venues to win prizes, based upon how well you could deliver a poem or sing a song or perform a dance or play an instrument. These talent shows really showcased who lived in Milwaukee Bronzeville and made the arts scene so vibrant. And so what we will present in our evening of Bronzeville memories are poems such as James Weldon Johnson's The Creation, which was a really big hit during that time. If you could recite The Creation, you had something going for yourself. And in fact, Samantha Montgomery will share that poem. G.K. Johnson's performing one of his original pieces, as well as Gavin Lawrence, who has been performing in Milwaukee for a few months now, but has fallen in love with the Bronzeville community and has offered some of his original compositions that were inspired by the Bronzeville period. Because even though we have our Bronzeville, Milwaukee, but wherever there were a large population of people of color in an urban area, that area was dubbed Bronzeville. So he, even though it may not have lived in Milwaukee for a long period of time, he knows about Bronzeville because it existed in so many communities across the United States. In addition, Malkia Stanley will be offering poetry and singing, using her beautiful voice to interpret music from that era, jazz tunes. And her son, Quasi Stampley, he was an up-and-coming young guitarist. And his cousin, Kamara, will perform jazz standards as well as some of their original compositions. There again, inspired by the beauty of Bronzeville, Milwaukee.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. I'm inspired just listening to you talk about it. And to back up just a little bit, for people who aren't aware, the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble, you're one of the founding ensemble members. So what made you and the other seven members want to create this?
We wanted to establish a theater company that would cultivate new work produced by people who live in Milwaukee presently and that illuminates the Black experience in the United States. So we are not-for-profit, and our work tends to be new work, new plays. In our company, we are blessed to have talented directors, actors, playwrights who can bring these ideals to life on our stages here in Milwaukee. The founding members include Alan Edge, Bill Jackson, Marvette Knight, Aziza Islam, Malkia Stampley, G.K. Johnson, Don Pennell, and myself. And what we want to do is not only create work from within the company, but we invite others as well. And as a matter of fact, for 12 weeks, we offered a playwright workshop for people who feel they have a particular talent or a calling to tell stories through plays, through the written word. And these playwrights now have their projects to a point where we're able to showcase them in a workshop. And in fact, that's coming up in September 28th. And the showcase is called Intersections, because we believe it's at that right time in their life where they're able to actualize their dreams of not only writing the plays, but Brownsville Arts Ensemble is helping to get them performed. Mm. So it's where all of our the time is right, the place is right, this intersection to share the work from their imagination and bringing it to life through the acting.
That seems like quite a distinction between just being a part of ensemble, just being able to be an actor, performer of some sort, to then creating your own material and then seeing it performed. What kind of transformation do you see in people when they do a workshop like that?
What you see is their talent growing. It starts out with just an idea and a scene, and they're writing another scene. And then before you know it, they have a whole play that tells a story with a wonderful arc to it, and they're being challenged to tell that story, I'll just say, in a very honest and authentic way. And so they have to learn to do their research. It's not just coming from their imaginations, but it's rooted in certain truth. And so it's wonderful to see them grow as it's being able to express themselves on paper, and then to encourage these talented young playwrights to continue in their craft, because I don't believe this is going to be just a one-time experience for them. One of the playwrights, and I'll just highlight, Michelle Dobbs, is already a published writer from our area. But her dream was always to take one of her books and turn it into a play. And this workshop has afforded her this opportunity. And the play is called Conversations Over Chicken and Dumplings.
Oh, yeah.
And so Michelle will now have an opportunity to see these characters come to life through the interpretation of the actors. So that's coming up on Sunday, September 28th. At the Milwaukee Youth Arts Center, and we are really grateful to the support of First Stage Theater for the use of the Milwaukee Youth Arts Center Youth Arts Hall on the 28th of September for this special event. So what a wonderful place to make your debut of a new work.
Absolutely.
Just a perfect setting. And by the way, it's Brownsville. It's a part of the original Brownsville, where we find the Milwaukee Youth Arts Center and the First Stage Theater home. So all of it's connected. There again, the intersection.
Do you have audience members who perhaps lived through the first era of Brownsville and are glad to see it coming back?
Absolutely. In fact, one of our dear friends is Reuben Harpole. And Reuben, who not only is just a wealth of information, but you know he's the honorary black mayor of Milwaukee. In fact, he is the mayor of Brownsville. Mm. And he has been just so supportive of the Brownsville Arts Ensemble and comes to events that we have. And I'll just say he has mentored me as I serve as dramaturg for First Stage, and just his desire to dig deep and get the information and then to do something with the information that is to create art from it or to publish it in a book or to allow it to be shared over and over again through storytelling. This is what Reuben Harpole has done, not only for the Rhinefeld Arts Ensemble, but I will say any of our arts groups in our city that wants to look at the African-American experience in Milwaukee, Reuben Harpole is your primary source. He really is.
Hmm. And you said that, indeed, this is a good time, that things are coming back. It's a great time to have this kind of an ensemble. What else do you see happening in the Bronzeville area or beyond in Milwaukee that, to you, is a very encouraging sight?
Well, not only the Bronzeville Week, because it conjures up memories and gives us something to aspire to, because remember, this was a time when what we consider King Drive now, and as well as North Avenue, was filled with African-American-owned businesses. So I hope that it will inspire people to become business owners again, that it will inspire those of us who live in the area to maintain and to improve and then maintain the area in which we live, make it beautiful again. It once was, and it is becoming again, but once was just a gorgeous area of the city. Also, these work will inspire people, I believe, to have more pride. And when you have more pride in your history, you then expect more of yourself. We have something to aspire to, which means you have to prepare yourself. It will encourage people to study, to support one another in doing well. I look at the photo. I look at the quality of life. It was a really wonderful time. Yes, it was a difficult time in that we were so segregated. You had to depend upon one another living here in Milwaukee and other urban areas across the United States. But there was such a love that people had for one another. And we need to revive this feeling, this desire to do more for ourselves individually and for ourselves as a community. And also our community now in Brownsville is multi-ethnic. Mm-hmm. So there's a sharing from ethnic group to ethnic group. And in this sharing, we can become the richer for it.
I can't imagine that what happened to Bronzeville was anything except just ravaging. Do you feel like this affords you an opportunity to heal the community?
Absolutely. That's the power of the arts. The arts, be it in theater, music, visual art, it has the power not only to showcase the truth of what is happening, but in seeing that truth, saying, we now must heal. And the beauty of the spoken word, the beauty of the musical art form, the beauty of the visual art to capture the most positive moments and inspire us to a higher form of thinking and quality of life, I believe has been documented through the ages in that the beauty that art can bring to a community and the opportunity to do better, to be transformed. The transformative nature of art, especially performing art, is awe-inspiring. It truly is. You think about when you have seeing a performance that rings true to you, when you leave that theater and you've connected with that character you've seen on the stage, with the music you've heard from the instruments, with the song you heard from the human voice, or leaving even the art museum and seeing a piece of art that rings true to you, hopefully you leave a better person. You leave wanting to do something to make the world a better place. And that is a part of the transformative quality that art and performing arts, visual arts, can bring to a life and bring to a community.
Where do people find out more about the upcoming workshop and about the performance?
Well, first of all, the performance is at the King Drive Commons Gallery and Studio, 2775 North Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. It begins at 7 p.m. All are welcome. There's no charge. Please just bring your beautiful spirit with you and get ready to be transported back to Bronzeville, Milwaukee. And then as far as the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble, you can visit us on our Facebook page, Bronzeville Arts Ensemble. But also, if you will Google us, you can get to our website, the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble, www.bronzevillearts.org.
Sherry Williams Pinnell, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and I hope the whole ensemble breaks a leg.
Oh, thank you. I love it. Thank you for having us, Rachel.
Oh, you're very welcome.